Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Potholes. They are the bane of every motorist's existence. Not just a slang term that Snoop Dogg has for his mouth. Potholes are everywhere, and councils do their best to try and, you know, prevent them and fix them when they see them.
Even as a kid, you knew about these. You'd be riding along blissfully with your spokey dokes in your wheels with your little bell on the front of your BMX, and all of a sudden, I think this is how the phrase head over turkey started, when your front wheel would hit one of these potholes and that's it. You'd be in trouble.
A over T, as they say. Yeah, some potholes are so big around there. Like you're just waiting for Gina Reinhardt to erect a sign saying it's one of her new mining operations.
Yeah,
like the holes are that big, that deep. And, you know, for some councils, they're a bit worried now because up in Queensland, there's been a bit of a precedent with a massive payout surrounding one pothole near Goondiwindi.
North of Goondiwindi on the Leichhardt Highway, local woman Paula Tate was riding her motorcycle with six others when they came across the large pothole about a metre long and 20 centimetres wide. One rider became airborne on her bike while Miss Tate was catapulted through the air. Goondiwindi Council ordered to pay more than $300,000 in damages.
Yeah, $304,138 to be precise. Paula's been locked in a five-year battle with the council over this pothole that she hit while riding her bike. Could have killed her. Our council said, hey, look, we did our best to try and fix the pothole problem.
A warning sign installed by council days earlier had blown over.
If you could put a warning sign there, surely you could actually just fix it.
In. Yeah. That's it. I'm like, we keep talking about landfill and how it's out of control. You were talking about the Olympics going green.
Right.
Earlier. Like, if we've got all this stuff that's going into landfill that doesn't biodegrade, maybe we should be shoving that into the potholes.
That's right.
Next time Coles or Woolies rolls out one of their stupid rewards programs, instead of those ushies ending up in the local tip, fix a pothole with the ushies. Just ram those Lion King ushies in there, pat them down with a shovel, you're done.
Potholes love garbage.
Yeah. So, looks like Paula's, got a few hundred thousand dollars in the bank account now, and a lot of councils around Australia are like pulling on the old collar going, keeping an eye on those potholes. What's the main solution? I guess windproof pothole signs is probably what they'll trot out.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Sustainability the last 20 years has been an absolutely massive thing. I'll be honest, when I was growing up, I never heard anything about, we never heard anything about ozone layers or carbon emissions or carbon footprint has been the big couple of words out of the last 20 years. It's like, we try and ease your carbon footprint. I'm like, hang on a sec. Carbon, isn't that paper you use when you're in science class to try and filter out something? Is that what we're using? Is that what we're talking about? But sustainability, especially in the Olympics, has been a huge thing. Obviously, recently in Tokyo, we're hearing about how they're doing their best to ease their carbon footprint. They had all sorts of these, what were they, cardboard beds and all sorts of stuff like that to try and,
reduce the amount of wastage.
Yeah, I really feel like we didn't quite hit the nail on the head when it was the 2000 Olympics. Like, literally, we built half a suburb when it came for the 2000 Olympics. We built absolutely everything, and a lot of it, unfortunately, just went to waste for quite a while after all of a sudden it was just like, all right, games are over. It's just going to sit there and dilapidate itself for the next 20 years or so.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Brisbane 2032 is a chance for us to, redeem ourselves of some sort. And, well, it looks like sustainability will be taken to the very next level when it comes to the next games we'll be hosting.
Forget carbon neutral, think carbon negative or climate positive.
A crucial part of our bid to the International Olympics Committee was that this would be the most sustainable games.
Using largely pre-existing buildings to house athletes and host events is a major factor. Cement production is responsible for 8% of the world's global emissions.
Yeah, so that was a huge factor in our bid for the games, basically promising we're going to be carbon negative and sustainability.
Carbon negative.
I don't know. Carbon. How do you even do that? What do you like? Know. Do you have to hand back carbon or something like that? Do they get like an account or something? How does it work?
Sucking their own farts.
Yeah.
It's like normally carbon neutral is like you fart, you spray the Glen
20.
Carbon negative, you breathe it back in.
Yeah, that's right. It gets recycled over and over. But just from that bit of audio there, you're hearing that it looks like they're trying to have a move towards, unlike Sydney, where they literally build a whole suburb and such. It looks like they'll be using pre-existing structures like centres in Brisbane and places like that to rather than just build a whole bunch of new stuff.
Maybe they'll use some of the old buildings and that from the, was it an 82 Commonwealth Games they had in Brisbane? Maybe they could use that. Drag out Matilda, the giant winking kangaroo. Does it still work?
We'll see some stuff from like the World Expo from like the
90s. The 88 World Expo, drop that out.
I'm sort of thinking, okay, like concrete obviously is a big thing with emissions and everything. I'm like, okay, what kind of stuff? Maybe it'll get to the stage where it'll be like when you're a primary school kid growing up and you're going to all these different sports carnivals and you get billeted out by local families. We'll just get the athletes in with the local, you know, Tom and Cindy.
That's not a bad idea. I know you're joking, but yeah, why not? That'd be good.
Yeah, so it looks like this is going to be a big thing for 2032. And other countries that have got games coming up now, they're already on the front foot with this as well.
Next year in Beijing, all venues will be powered by renewables. Paris is planned to be carbon neutral. And in LA, no new venues are needed. Striving for sustainability.
Yeah, so they're trying to go neutral. We could go negative and just one-up them completely as well. But we do know that when games often happen, you try and put yourself in the best possible light for whatever city's hosting it. Like in Beijing, we do remember they were cleaning up the homeless people in the region. So it looked
Well, we did it here for the Sydney Olympics as well.
We clean it all up going, look at this. There's nothing going on here. When it comes to, you know, if we're trying to keep the carbon levels down, when it comes to 2032 in Brisbane, we'll have to start cleaning up the politicians and getting them out of there. You know, Clive Palmer, the amount of carbon that he's expelled over the years is ridiculous.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
On the weekend, we broke out the new pressure washer, or gurney, it's popularly known. So good. Like,
they're
just
brilliant.
Gets out those deep, deep stains and dirt. You know what I mean? I know Mark Wahlberg's all about lad-broking the world, but for me, I'm like, let's gurney the world! Like, it just gets all that filth out, and we hit our old, crappy-looking wooden outdoor furniture with it.
Blasted
on the weekend.
It,
eh? Yeah. And it because it just been sitting out in the rain at our old house, and it, you know, it was almost ready for the tip. You look at it, you go, oh, that's unusable. But once we blasted it with the gurney, all the stuff came out. We're like, oh, this is pretty good. You know, not too bad. Still, I'm like, it's going to need more maintenance. And when I got home yesterday, my partner was out in the carport with a tin of wood stain.
Oh, okay.
Some sort of deep walnut thing.
Oh, the walnut finish.
And just doing a coat of the stain on the old outdoor furniture, trying to give it a new lease on life. Because, you know, everyone's all focused on bringing the indoors outdoors. Which you can't do, apparently. There are rules in place for outdoor furniture. You have to have furniture that is specifically outdoor. That's okay. That makes your little outdoor entertainment area look good. If you just drag the couch from inside,
it
lowers the look of your place. You know, if you have a couch just sitting out in the carport or on the front lawn, people are like, oh, what's going on there? But if
also,
it's outdoor furniture, it gets a pass.
Can attract vagrants.
It's that as well.
And animals.
Yeah. I'm like, man, it's such a focus on the outdoor furniture. Do you guys have a? You guys have got a setting? You got like a glass top table, don't you?
We've got the exact standard setting that you always see. It's like one of those grey looking ones with the glass table and the chairs that, you know, if you leave them out for a little while, all of a sudden things start to rip and they crap and they fall apart.
Yeah,
the end.
Yeah,
that's how they go.
That's the problem. Like, outdoor furniture is out there in the elements, and so we're staining this outdoor wooden setting yesterday, and I'm like, this is pointless. We're fighting Mother Nature.
We are.
She will always win. This is why in nature you don't see outdoor furniture. You don't see wombats on a sun lounge.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any use for it.
It's
because they know there's no use fighting Mother Nature. She will win. But nevertheless, we're putting the stains on this furniture. And I just got to the point where I'm like, okay, I've kind of had enough of this.
Yep.
Although I do, enjoy the aroma of the wood stain.
Yes, very significant smell, isn't it?
I got to the point where I'm like, you know, it's wooden furniture as well, so it's not exactly comfortable, you know,
no,
to sit on for long periods of time. I'm like, why are we going to all this effort? I'm just going to head back inside and sit on our couch. Mm. I'll be more comfortable. And I've already got stains on it. You know, I've done two coats in some places, so.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.